State ascoltando SBS Italian.
Il sito di SBS è tutto nuovo. Se volete trovare le trascrizioni di questo e di tutti gli altri episodi, andate su www.sbs.com.au/slowitalian. sbs.com.au/slowitalian. Slow Italian, fast learning.
Circondati da altri, ma con la sensazione di essere isolati e scollegati. Un numero crescente di persone afferma di vivere il mondo in questo modo. Il professor Ian Hickey lavora per il Brain and Mind Center dell'Università di Sydney.
There's people in the world, they're going places in which there are people, but they lack significant emotional connection, reciprocity with other people. They don't feel connected to other people, and they don't feel that other people are connected to them. We can have students attend the university, walk in, 20,000 people here, and feel they know nobody, and nobody cares about them, and they will report that they are very lonely.
Il dottor Blasios Brakoulias, professore di psichiatria presso la Western Sydney University, afferma che, sebbene l'isolamento sociale e la solitudine siano simili, esistono importanti distinzioni.
Social isolation really refers to being isolated from other people. Whereas loneliness is a bit more of an objective feeling, a feeling of loneliness, a feeling of unpleasantness of being by oneself. So yes, it doesn't equate to the same thing.
La dottoressa Anna Kios, discipline manager di psichiatria e di salute mentale presso la School of Clinical Medicine della University of New South Wales, aggiunge che è tutta una questione di percezione.
Social isolation is an objective measure, whereas loneliness is subjective. In other words, how we tend to feel if we perceive ourselves to be socially isolated. And I don't mean a lack of people around you physically. I mean a lack of meaningful sort of interpersonal connections where, you know, you can talk to people openly, be yourself and have those connections that make you feel supported, valued or loved.
Per quanto riguarda l'isolamento sociale, gli studi hanno dimostrato che questo colpisce soprattutto le comunità più anziane. Un rapporto dell'Organizzazione Mondiale della Sanità ha mostrato che tra il 20 e il 34% delle persone di età superiore ai 65 anni che vivono nel mondo occidentale dichiara di sentirsi socialmente isolato. La dottoressa Kios spiega come questo senso di isolamento sociale può nascere.
Social isolation can lead to broader health risks such as adopting unhealthy behaviours. So if you think about it, if you have people around you that care for you, they will likely encourage you to put your health first. They'll likely tell you to eat better. If they can see that you're not eating very well, they might tell you to exercise more, or they might encourage you to adhere to your doctor's orders and so forth. And they'll likely also pick up on any changed language or behaviour that might need your attention or the help of professionals. So having people around you is very, very protective from a physical health point of view. But when you're socially isolated, you are less likely to experience those positive influences that can have long-term implications on your health.
Il rapporto dell'OMS indica che l'isolamento sociale nelle fasce di età più avanzate potrebbe comportare maggiori rischi per la salute. alcuni di questi rischi potrebbero essere depressione, diabete, ansia o demenza senile. Il professor Hickey spiega come la mancanza di interazione sociale influisca sui processi cognitivi del cervello.
So the way the brain works is by developing new connections every day and responding to the environment. The most complex environments we respond to are the faces and communications of other humans. It's quite complicated to actually interact with others, talk, speak like we are doing now, respond to their eye movements, their gestures, their body language, and then do that with more than one person, do that in social groups, even harder than doing it on one-to-one. And your brain develops new connections in relation to that all the time. If you withdraw from that, if you're more isolated, those synaptic connections go down. And the efficiency of your cognitive processes depends on the functioning of those social connections. So in a kind of use it or lose it kind of way, the more isolated you become, people tend to lose it.
La solitudine, invece, ha una definizione completamente diversa.
Loneliness is different because loneliness is a perceptual issue. So to take the classic example, people often say, oh, old people must be lonely because they're more isolated. Actually, and you look at surveys of loneliness, older people are not that lonely, even though they're often more isolated. The most lonely group are young people.
Secondo l'Australian Institute of Health and Wellbeing, un numero crescente di giovani dichiara di sentirsi solo. In particolare, un'indagine del 2021 ha rivelato che una giovane donna su quattro, di età compresa tra i 19 e i 24 anni, si è dichiarata d'accordo con l'affermazione «Mi sento molto sola». Olympia Nelson ha 27 anni e sta studiando per conseguire il dottorato di ricerca. Dice di aver provato questo tipo di emozioni.
I remember feeling quite lonely in high school. I had friends, but I had all of these kind of interests that I felt that I couldn't necessarily relate to people around me. So at the time, I, again, like classical music was something that I was very interested in, still am, but I just remember feeling a bit like nerdy and like I didn't fit in.
Olympia ricorda un episodio degli anni del liceo che l'ha fatta sentire particolarmente sola e che, a suo dire, le è rimasto impresso.
I didn't get invited to parties at high school. And people would talk about it around me and I would know full well that I wasn't invited. And I remember this one girl saying, someone said to her, oh, are you inviting Olympia? And she said, oh, Olympia's kind of out of the loop. So this is when I was about 16. That has always stuck with me. Like, I'm just a bit out of the loop.
Anche i social media e la tecnologia hanno una grande influenza, soprattutto sui più giovani. La dottoressa Kios dell'University of New South Wales spiega come i social media possano rendere più difficile per i più giovani cercare di stabilire legami significativi.
Older generations have the chance to see what it feels like and see the benefits of 100% of their interactions being face-to-face because that is all they had. In other words, I guess older generations are benefiting from social connections which were established prior to the use of mass technology and are now using technology to their advantage by staying connected to those connections more frequently. But by contrast, younger generations don't have that luxury of experience to reflect upon how life was like without the use of technology for social connection. And I think this is a real challenge for youngsters because they have to learn to negotiate the appropriate boundaries for themselves.
Il professor Ian Hickey sostiene che i social media hanno anche dei lati positivi per i più giovani.
Most young people use social media and they use text to be in connection with other people. So in fact, and if a lot of groups who've had trouble connecting with each other, who didn't fit in well with their own local community, had communication difficulties or were gender diverse or from culturally diverse backgrounds, have actually connected with other people like them who don't live next door through social media.
Altri, invece, sostengono che i social media abbiano avuto un impatto negativo, contribuendo all'isolamento sociale e alla solitudine. Olympia Nelson afferma che si cerca di classificare le persone in base alla loro piattaforma di social media preferita.
It has a way of kind of pigeonholing or like putting people into boxes. And this whole kind of like scrambling to put an identity to someone. So I think in some ways I think it's made it more difficult to engage with other people.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.